Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, coming to you with a new episode. This week we are talking a little bit about, we're going to go into some things that are currently going on with the current climate, talking about COVID-19, of course, but it's interesting to see what's happening in our space and distribution logistics area on how companies are kind of dealing with this and also pivoting to utilize some resources in a different way. So today we're actually going to talk to the CEO of Losix, who is Vic Pavate. He's going to talk to us about how Losix uses their indoor positioning system and how now they're kind of seeing the potential for it and how we can kind of use it outside of just distribution centers and that type of facility and use it for the greater good of kind of helping in situations like we're currently in. So Vic, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for coming on. How are you doing? And you guys are out in California, right? So how's everything going out there?
Well, it's nice and sunny outside, but we have to, you know, we have shelter in place. So we're kind of hanging out inside the house with kids running around and, you know, everyone doing things from working from home.
Yeah. A little bit of an adjustment, right? So why don't you tell us a little bit about, so we talked to Losix before on the show. About what you guys do and what you provide for distribution space and things of that nature. So why don't you give us just a little brief interview for maybe people that haven't heard those episodes yet, just like a brief description of what Losix does and what your technology is all about.
Great. So Losix has developed spatial intelligence solutions to mm-hmm. increase operational visibility, to enable our customers to increase productivity and efficiency in the specifically in the logistics and the factory, you know, automation markets. Mm-hmm. And two products that we have now released and commercialized are related to one of them, I think, has been featured before, called SmartDock, where we use cameras on the inside and the outside to increase of a dock in a distribution center to increase the dock level efficiency.
Right.
And then more recently, in October, we launched a local positioning system. So there's GPS for tracking, you know, product and people and phones and everything that you can imagine on the outside. Mm-hmm. But there's never really been a technology that has been successfully deployed for accurate, cost-effective, scalable indoor location. Mm-hmm. And so that product we refer to as Smart LPS. And that is used on, you know, specifically to track assets inside of a logistics facility, like a distribution center.
Right.
So it can be used on workers, forklifts, and other kinds of assets.
Definitely. So I think, you know, my understanding, I guess, of Losix and kind of the original mission, right, was to work with these logistics companies and give them more visibility to what's happening in their facility and kind of capture that movement data as well to make adjustments and, you know, kind of efficiently improve and optimize based off that kind of data that's being tracked through all the movements. And then also just knowing where things are in the current time as well. Right. So, you know, now that we are in our current climate, you know, we're seeing kind of how certain things and certain businesses are, I guess, pivoting a little bit and being able to kind of use what they would normally use for something else in a different way to kind of help in the current situation. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about how this whole concept of indoor positioning can help from a safety and wellness standpoint? How can that help facilities and different companies to kind of maintain that safe environment?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, within the logistics space, by the way, we continue to expand our solution for distribution centers. Even in this environment, we have a bunch of deployments going on. But in addition to that, for safety and wellness, you know, as the team kind of took a step back and said, okay, what else can we do with our technology in these, you know, really difficult times? Mm-hmm. And one application that kind of stood out is the ability for us to locate people inside an indoor facility and to a large extent know exactly where they passed by each other or how close they were in terms of separation distance. So that's enabled by the fact that we are a, you know, essentially a Wi-Fi based technology. And so every building in the world has Wi-Fi.
Right.
And then we can track people and other things inside a building, you know, within a specific accuracy of 3 feet. And so if you kind of take an assumption that, you know, people are supposed to be at least 6 feet away, I can tell you with, you know, 90% or with a very high level of confidence over a given, you know, in a given space, mm-hmm. Where exactly people were and who they interacted with. So now, while this might sound like Big Brother, and of course I understand that, you know, I don't want to be tracked all the time,
right.
But there are certain kinds of situations, like, for example, you know, there's in environments where most probably you want to be able to, you know, maybe an anonymized basis or in other kinds of ways, you want to be able to know who did I come in contact with, and if I can trace that back to maybe an incident or a situation where I may need to take some action because then at least I'm informed that I was exposed to something or I should have been away from something. So that's one application I think that we are, you know, we think that'll be, that has to be done carefully. And of course, you know, without this whole violating people's privacy, you know, maybe it's an app-based application with opt-in and not just, you know, just randomly tracking people.
Yeah.
But, so that's so we call that that'd be a really good one for safety. The other one is in hospitals. You know, this is an application that we were thinking of working on in the future. Mm-hmm. And as we look at you know, the chaos that for the right reasons, I mean, people are just really stressed out, and we're looking for assets. We're looking for you know, for, to give an example, I mean, there's, looking, let's say in the past, you would look for a diffusion pump in a hospital, and
yeah.
And people would, like, you know, make sure they had their own version. Now you have, you know, even more life, you know, assets are even more important for saving lives, and you want to know exactly where they are, what their status is, who's using it. And when does it get available, or, and, you know, if someone has misplaced something, you can find that in within seconds, and very accurately. So, so hospitals is an application that we think, and also nurses too, right? I mean, nurses, right. Doctors, assets, it's the same things that we have deployed in the logistics space, and to a lot, to some extent, because it's Wi-Fi, the standardization in hospitals is already available. So, you know, this could be something that we should be able to take advantage of and help people.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, going back to what you're talking about in terms of tracking people, I think that's even just inside of an indoor facility, just like inside, you know, your company, for example, like if I have a distribution center and, you know, obviously a lot of distribution is still happening because, you know, we're trying to get goods to the people that need them, you know, essential goods in most places now. So, you know, there is potential there, obviously, for something like that's going on right now for, you know, somebody to test positive or something that's been within the facility and been in range. So I think, you know, thinking about what you're saying, I mean, I think it's really good for a company to be able to have that opportunity to see, you know, where was that person within the time. So, you know, instead of creating I guess, mass panic and just telling everybody that, yeah, there was somebody that's tested positive. Now, you know, you can kind of look and see like, okay, maybe, you know, only certain areas this person was in. So really there only should be maybe some concern there. But I think that, you know, from a company standpoint, by doing that and being able to do that type of thing, you really become more of like a, I guess, socially responsible company, because you can start to pinpoint things like that. And I think that's a big deal. So I'm really, really happy to hear that you guys are using technology like that.
Yeah, and Kevin, you know, just to give you an idea, we have an actual deployment at a customer site where we're just essentially tracking worker productivity and asset tracking like forklifts. And over the last week, we actually repurposed the our algorithms to actually tell us, notify us when people came within their physical proximity of each other, within a meter or within 2 meters. And the data is just really, really interesting, because I can tell you, like, you know, within a given day, how many people actually came within that physical proximity.
Yeah.
And, you know, if this was, if this was a enforced 6 meter, like 6 feet social distancing, you know, algorithm, the whole place would be red. I mean, you would be like being notified, you know, how many people actually come close to each other. And, you know, we just don't, you know, distribution centers, hospitals, they're all factories, they're all operational facilities where there's so much stress in terms of getting things done on time.
Right.
And you're always behind schedule. So people, you know, tend to drift, you know, it's just the way it is that people, you know, may not do exactly what they're supposed to do. And it's not a negative, it's just that, look, you know, this is, you can improve things. So I think that's the part that, you know, because we had the time this week to run that, analyze the data. Interestingly, we were running it for forklift and people's safety, in the sense, how many times does a forklift come really close to a person?
Oh,
and then we just took the algorithm and applied it to people. And so that was very interesting.
Definitely. Yeah. And I would say, you know, I work as a distribution manager as well, and we're still operating. We have an essential product, and it is very difficult to maintain the social distancing when you're there working in the facility and trying to get things done with people. And, you know, people have questions and you have to work with a computer or a handheld gun or something like that. It's very, very difficult to keep that distance. So, you know, kind of being able to, you know, create that awareness through your technology, like you were just talking about, I think that's huge, because you can look at different ways to try and distance people as well. I know a lot of distribution centers are trying to tackle that issue of how do we, you know, still have these people in here,
absolutely, but
keep them distanced. So you can kind of see where maybe that closeness is really concentrating, and then work on how do you make that area maybe a little more socially distancing friendly, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and the layout, you know, the layouts of the facilities, I mean, I you know, we, at least here in San Francisco, I mean, the people are looking at how can we lay out the retail store in such a way that people actually don't have to, like, you know, literally pass each other in trying to get to product. And the same logic could be used, you know, but for that, they need to know where do people go and how close they are. And in a lot of logistics facilities now, especially the ones that we work in, you know, the aisles are like a meter wide. In fact, one of the facilities is 90 centimeters wide. So you can imagine, like, you know, two people going into that place, definitely there's no chance of, like, separation. So I think there's a whole variety of space utilization. And what we found is, and this is the other part that's really interesting, which is applicable now to all kinds of environments, you know, I can actually tell you how much of your space is being utilized at a given time. And maybe, you know, you might want to back off on some of your cost accounting and, you know, the metrics that you have used traditionally, that, you know, dollars per meter per hour kind of, you know, analytics for distance traveled. And you might want to space out a few things. And that way there could be a new you know, design parameter for a facility that I think will be welcomed by, you know, distribution center workers, that, hey, I know that I'm not just being pushed to get as much product out of the to pick as much product as you know that needs to be done, but maybe I can more effectively position some, you know, the low frequency or maybe medium frequency products to the side and let people go and pick that up. So the space utilization becomes important. And if you were using more traditional location technology, you would be saying, well, you know, somewhere in 5 meters, 10 meters, you know, it should be fine. Now I can tell you within tens of centimeters what effect you can have. So that I think is going to be, and by the way, this is also applicable to building commercial buildings too. I mean, right now we are literally everywhere in the world, we have gone to a WeWork kind of model, right? I mean, people come into work and they have shared desks. They have, you know, lockers behind them, and we have a similar setup at Losix. And I was thinking to myself, when we go back to work, we clearly can't use that setup anymore. So, you know, what we would have to do is separate people and also track people who, where did they sit? What happened at that particular place? Maybe there's more. So a very different type of safety and wellness parameters that will now influence, you know, work environments, you know, across the board and for the right reasons. And so, and then if you look at the analytics in our office, you know, 50% of the space is never used. So I'm like, well, maybe we take this conference room, convert that into an office space, we change this. So I think for that, the metrics that we provide in terms of indoor location will be very helpful, you know, even if it's not like literally tracking who came in contact with someone, but just for other reasons to be able to improve the safety and wellness for employees.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think that's an interesting thing that you point out because, you know, I think now too, with, you know, everybody, so many people working from home as well, I think, you know, it really kind of is going to make a lot of companies, like you said, look at just the way things are laid out and, you know, think about, you know, is this really the right way to do things? So it's really interesting that you guys can provide the technology for those types of office spaces too, and that tracking, and you can see, you know, maybe even I'm thinking even like, oh, this person is, you know, positioned in this corner of the office, but they're traveling to this other side of the office like so many times a day, like why we should make their office closer to that position, right? So really, really smart stuff. So is there anything else that we should know about Losix and what you guys are up to?
No, I think, you know, this idea that, you know, as you can imagine, you know, these are difficult times and also gives us a focal point. I mean, the exciting part about, you know, that, and I think this is mostly relevant for practically all the people I'm talking to, everyone's thinking on how they can contribute. And these ideas that I described to you, not a single one of them came from me. They came from people in the company.
Yeah.
And so literally, you know, this morning, the VP of engineering, he says, you know, I've been running this test at this customer site for the last 2 weeks. And I got this data about how close these guys are getting. And and so, you know, like that's the part that I think is really interesting, is that these kinds of innovations that, you know, like you said, like applying a technology that was built for logistics in something else, you know, it's coming, the people are innovating and thinking. And to that extent, you know, that's kind of been a refreshing change from everything else that's been going around us.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, to your point, if there's anything that comes out of this, I think that we have all, for the most part, kind of thought about how can we do things differently. And in a lot of cases, I think, you know, we're looking at things, doing things a little more efficiently as well, because, you know, we're pivoting just businesses, even, you know, just the idea of figuring out how to get food to people without contact even more easily. I mean, we're going to be changing so many different things and shifting. And so it's really great that you guys are kind of having this culture of innovation and, you know, allowing your employees to be able to think in this way. So I definitely want to give you kudos and appreciate that you guys are doing that, especially, you know, for just the greater good of everybody, not just the logistics space. So thank you for that. And thank you for joining us on the show. Well, how can people find out more information about Losix?
So we have a website, lowsix.com, and there's different information about our products, about solutions, you know, things that we're doing. And there's also different places where people can actually send and contact us through that website.
Okay, great. We'll post all that information on the newwarehouse.com as well. So Vic, thank you again for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kevin.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for The New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.